You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios, man. We got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, we're continuing this thread that we've been on. The topic, I've just titled this whole topic, Child Trafficking is Here. It's not just out there. It's not just that thing in the movies. It's not just that thing you hear about on the southern border. It's right freaking here. In our backyard. And sometimes, y'all, with all the online capabilities, it may be right inside your house and you don't even know it yet. And the awareness that we have of that is only part of it. Sometimes it's also got to be action coupled with that awareness. And somebody who's been no stranger to this show, been on with us a number of times, Jared Hudson, former candidate for sheriff in Jefferson County, former Navy SEAL himself with combat tours downrange. He is also the leader of an organization called Covenant Rescue Group, which specializes in dealing with this issue head on. Without further ado, let me go ahead and just bring him in. Jared Hudson, how you doing, brother?
What's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
I'm good. Hey, we're spending our day kind of unwrapping or unpacking some of this this issue that you've been dealing with for a while through Covenant Rescue. Tell us again about Covenant, and then tell us what you've done most recently.
So long story short, Covenant Rescue Group, we've done some OCONUS work, but we're primarily CONUS, which means we work here in the continental U.S., and we support law enforcement training, both on the tactical side, but then primarily for the operations we do. On child exploitation operations. So we teach law enforcement agencies how to properly target individuals who are going to either buy or sell kids for sex, and then how to arrest them, charge them, and make some airtight cases, generally partnering with the prosecutors of or the district attorneys, or like in Virginia, it would be a Commonwealth attorney of that area, so they can have some airtight cases. And then sometimes we get the USA or AUSA, they have the ability through some of what we make, the local cases that we make, they have the ability to adopt them and take them federal. So that's kind of what we do. We teach agencies how to do that. Connect agencies with other agencies that can help a little bit more with it and make arrests. But not just arrests, we make, they're prosecutable cases. That's the end goal, because you should be able to say report to the parking lot for the firing squad, but since we since we don't say that or do that, we make sure that you have a case that's prosecutable and these guys go to jail.
Yeah, and I gotta admit, man. I mean, I had the first chuckle of the day in this topic when you said the firing squad in the parking lot, and I gotta imagine on some of the operations you've been on, watching the faces of the perps as they realize the jig is up and they've been caught has got to be at least a moment of some distinct personal satisfaction.
Oh, I mean, it definitely is, because most of the time these guys don't tussle or fight. A lot of them have not been in trouble with the law. Some of them have. We'll have gangs that'll try to, they'll try to buy girls or try to buy little boys, and they'll steal them, right? That's what they're trying to do. Is take them and actually sex traffic them as an organization. But especially on the user end or the consumer end, man, these cats, they're not expecting to be snatched by a bunch of dudes and then be arrested, and interviewed and all that stuff. So they're not expecting that.
Well, you mentioned a minute ago, too, man, you guys have done work outside the continental United States and all over the United States. But one of the things that caught my attention and what I'm trying to really, really emphasize today is that not only is this a heinous epidemic that we're in of child sex trafficking, but that it's not just somewhere else. It's right here in our freaking backyard. And you guys just had a major sting with the Fultondale Police Department just like a week or so ago, right?
Yeah, we did. So we did that last week. It was we did front-end training a couple days, but I think Thursday and Friday was the night of the sting, and we arrested 13 total. Two wound up not. They were actually picking up girls on behalf of somebody else, and we were able to confirm that. And so now we're making sure that we do our due diligence, trying to get that somebody else, if that makes sense, going through the process of seeing if we can get warrants. And then there's other people that we're trying to get warrants on from that. But I think total, that operation led to 11 showing up to buy little boys and little girls. When I say little boys or little girls, generally age 14 or 15 in this state. Some states require age 13. But building these online profiles, the youngest we normally go is 13. The oldest we go would be 15 or 16, depending on the state. I say that to say most of the time we get these dudes, not all of them, but quite a few of them, will have underage pornography on their phone a lot of times that they've produced themselves.
Yeah.
And probably the most egregious thing I've seen is a guy who was having sex with his own 18-month-old daughter on his phone. So we were able to get a warrant to dump the phone, found that, and obviously that's a whole new list of charges. So it's not that you're just targeting guys who want to have sex with a 15-year-old, which is bad enough. A lot of times these guys, it's way deeper than that. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, it makes too much sense, man. It doesn't make sense, you know what I'm saying? But I get what you're saying. And it's and these folks, the Fultondale sting, you know, I was looking down the list of the perps, and they were coming in from out of state and from all over the state. It wasn't like this was just located in Fultondale. They were traveling for this.
Oh, yeah. I would say not a single person came from Fultondale. I think all of them came from outside of Fultondale, you know. So we just happened to talk them into Fultondale, whether it was static, where they were showing up to a static location, a hotel, or whether it was mobile, where we were meeting them somewhere with our mobile crew. So,
what kind of do you have any idea? Because I don't know. I don't practice criminal law, and I'll be honest with you. Part of why I don't practice criminal law is because of the heavy, you know, the heavy stuff you got to carry when you're weeding through the evidence for crimes like this. But nonetheless, all that to say, what kind of sentencing are they looking at? Do you know?
Man, I don't know exactly because it's different per county. So this being Jefferson County, the 10th Judicial Circuit, I believe is what they are. That's Danny Carr's circuit. I met with him a while ago. He is very pro targeting this crime. He said he doesn't look at it as a partisan issue. He looks at it as a bipartisan issue that we should be able to come together on because these people are going after kids. So I know that they're doing as much as they can to make sure that guys that are showing up for boys and girls get hit with a book. But as far as the charges go, and that's just going to depend per county where you're in and kind of what they're allowed to do or what they're going to actually successfully prosecute. But the charges that you're looking at are, I think it's 13A, TAC 6, TAC 111. That would be transmitting obscene material to a minor, 13A, TAC 6. 120, I believe, is traveling to meet a minor for sex. 13A, TAC 6, 124 is solicitation, I believe. And then 13A, TAC 6, TAC 154 is human trafficking one. It might be 152 that's human trafficking one. But either way, those are the charges that we're generally looking at hitting those guys with. A lot of times you might not get one of them screened and might not approve it, depending on how the chat goes and the different things that happen. But all of those that I just named, they're all felony charges, whether they're a level one felony or, you know, depending on what state you're in, too, it's a little bit different. So Indiana is just electronic solicitation of a child, which would be similar to our exploitation law, right? So, our solicitation law, similar to our solicitation law.
Well, let me ask you this, too, though, before we run out of time, brother. I mean, you guys are targeting the perps. You're setting up these sting operations and you're training law enforcement. Have you had any operations where you've actually rescued kids themselves, or what do you know about that?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, yeah. So I mean, in order to kill the beast, you got to get inside the belly of the beast and cut his heart out from the inside, and that's kind of what we're doing here. None of us are in that world, right? So the easiest way to get in that world is to do these stings where you infiltrate the consumer, and that way you can find the supplier. So getting warrants to getting these guys' phone, maybe getting consent, maybe letting some of these guys that are showing up to consume, maybe working a deal with them like you would in the drug world where, hey, they're working for us, take us to a place we can buy kids. You start to work with these guys who are in this world, or these women who are in this world, that can then take you to a place where kids are being sold, or when you get the warrant or the consent, those are the two things under our Constitution you got to have to be able to get it, obviously under the Fourth Amendment, to get their into their phone. If you get either of those, you get in their phone and you find a bunch of stuff, like what I mentioned earlier, child porn production and distribution, well, that right there is, I mean, that's trafficking 101. This kid, this guy's doing it with his own kid, or he's doing it with his stepdaughters or his niece or his nephew. You normally find those things in those electronic devices, and people think it's the movie Taken. It's not. It is. It's very domestic in nature.
Yeah.
So it's these kids, they don't know who do you go to, because it's my dad or my mom or my aunt or my uncle or my brother. It's somebody they trust, right? Normally it's a guardian.
Yeah.
A lot of times that we see that are negatively impacting these kids' lives. So that's kind of what we have to, that's what this helps do. That helps target this. So we've been able to rescue kids in that arena just from what we find in this one. And then just this thing, we'll just use this thing in Fultondale recently, and I know we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Fultondale Police Department reached out and said on some of the guys that we arrested when they put their mugshots out, you know, Fultondale arrests them, they're going through the process, they put it out there, so we do this thing. They said women were calling saying this guy was messing with my daughter, or women said 3 years ago when, you know, like a 17 or 18 year old girl reached out and said 3 years ago I was 14 and this guy did this to me. Thank y'all for getting him. And there's a lot of anonymous calls. One lady said, a Hispanic lady said, one of the guys had her locked up in a closet for a week, was having sex with her, making her do pictures, and then finally turned her loose.
Unreal.
And that was one of the guys we arrested. She called anonymously, said, I'm not telling you my name or who I am, but this is what happened. Thank you for getting him. He's a real bad guy. So,
well, brother, you know, you're doing the Lord's work, and I love the fact that y'all are actively engaged in it. So I tell you what, before we leave here, tell folks where they can find out more about you. And you are a 501c3. They can actually support what you're doing. Am I right?
Yes, that's correct. We're a 501c3. We've had that status since 2019, I believe. You can go to covenantrescue.org. Our organization name is Covenant Rescue Group, CRG, but our website is covenantrescue.org, and you can either donate there, you can sign up, follow us for the newsletter. We just put out a new newsletter. You can follow us on all the social medias, the Twitter sphere, the grams, all that stuff.
All right, brother. Well, keep doing what you're doing. Keep your head on a swivel and do it right. We appreciate you more than you know.
Thanks, Phil. Y'all too. Holler if you need anything, brother.
All right, man. We'll take care. Well, I love that. I love that we got guys like that that are willing to go into harm's way and do what's necessary to rescue kids, to stop perps, and to train others how to do the same. And that's good stuff. And by the way, that's right here in your backyard. All right, we're taking a break. We'll come right back. Going down here to the bottom of the hour, just keep in mind, Allie Turner is going to call in. We got a movie coming out next week. We'll capstone this whole discussion on child trafficking with a discussion about The Sound of Freedom, a movie coming out next Tuesday. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, saving the world one sound bite at a time. So several text messages, John from Huntsville says, Phil, they need to have undercover cops play strategically in these online gaming and chat rooms. And I do think they do that, actually. Not uncommon. But yeah, I don't know if they just, like, live there, but I think they go in occasionally for monitoring. Tony from Piedmont said, what's the damnable shame is after they are used up in the vile decadence, they sell their organs. And yes, that happens too. And by the way, that sounds like something out of a movie, but the truth be told is organ harvesting is a part of the human trafficking problem, which sounds like end of times kind of stuff. But there it is. Big money. Get somebody a heart. Find the doctor who will you know, operate. And next thing you know, you've got the kid who's buried in a ditch without certain key organs in the body anymore because they've been sold on the black market. Not just kids, adults too. Penny from Athens says, "Hey Phil, watch on Monday night at 8 on the ID channel a show called Undercover Underage. They pose as children online to catch child predators, and you get to see many ways that pedophiles lure children and watch them getting arrested. It's horrifically eye-opening series." I saw something like that yesterday on social media, and it was pretty amazing. This ticked me off too, because I was watching it. And my first thought was, what are these guys doing to this dude? So this guy, this kind of schleppy looking guy, he's sitting there drinking a cup of coffee at like a Books a Million kind of bookstore or coffee shop place. And all of a sudden two guys walk up to him and said, we're going to join you. And he goes, excuse me, I'm just here having a cup of coffee. What are we doing? And he says, yeah, we're going to have a talk. What do you mean we're going to have a talk? I'm just here drinking a cup of coffee. What are y'all doing? And then all of a sudden, one of the guys pulled out a picture of a child, and the guy's face went white. He goes, all he did was he goes, oh. And they went, yeah, oh. They said, tell us why you're really here. Tell us why you're really here. He was there thinking he was there to meet a 14-year-old kid, a 14-year-old boy. This guy has gotten out of jail 25 years for raping children under the age of 10. Now he's out on the street. What's the first thing he does? He goes online. He befriends some kid on social media, he thinks, and he makes arrangements to meet them at Books a Million. And he confessed. He said, I'm here. I'm a monster. And I wanted the chance to just see how far he'd let me go. And what was really kind of gratifying was these guys, they didn't give him any quarter, and they said, pick up your phone and dial 911 right now. What? You pick up your own phone, you dial 911 right now and report yourself to the police, and we're going to sit here and watch you. And he did, and the police came and got him. But you know, wow. Teresa from Town Creek says, it's sad what our society has become. It is. But let me tell you something. There are also people out there doing amazing things. I appreciate Jared Hudson. I know one. I know a guy right now who's leading a group, Jared Hudson, who's out there doing stuff. I know people like Boomer sitting here in the studio. He and his wife give to organizations on purpose that do interventions. And I'm going to tell you, I know there's a whole bunch of y'all out there right now that you go out there and if you caught one of those guys, you'd probably turn them into a eunuch and send them on their way. But the reality is, yeah, our society has a problem. It's an epidemic, and it's right here in our freaking backyard. But there are good people out there, and y'all just need to be aware, all right? All you good people, all you right-side ruffians, you see something, you say something. You see a child in a problem, you go ahead and step in and say, excuse me, are you okay? Can I help you? Do you need help? I can call the police if you need me to. Watch for the signs. And it's not like it's under every rock, but it's, you know what? It's actually pretty close by. It's around. Hey, listen, coming up next, our friend Allie from Athens is going to call in. She's been kind of hot on the fact that this movie's coming out next Tuesday. Part of what sparked me in doing this segment today. But this movie's called Sound of Freedom with Jim Caviezel. We're going to let Allie give us a skinny on it, how you can find it, why it's important. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.